President Bush went to Florida today to lobby for increased college aid for poor students. But distracting from his education message is a flap over his administration's efforts to promote school reform. All week, Washington has been buzzing about news that the U.S. Education Department paid a television commentator $240,000 to promote the No Child Left Behind Act. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, members of Congress are demanding answers, and the FCC has begun an investigation.
First, here's what happened. The U.S. Education Department paid Ketchum Public Relations at least $1.3 million to promote the No Child Left Behind Act. Ketchum then paid syndicated radio TV commentator Armstrong Williams $240,000 for a series of interviews with U.S. Education Secretary Rod Paige touting No Child Left Behind. Snippets of these interviews then went into an ad campaign targeting the black community. What Williams did not do was disclose that he was paid to do this. When USA Today first reported the story, Williams apologized, calling it a lapse in judgment. A few days later, reporters asked White House spokesman Scott McClellan if any other commentators or journalists were on the administration's payroll. Here's what he said.
I'm not aware of any others that are under contract other than the one that's been reported on in the media, and questions have been raised about that arrangement. It ought to be looked into.
Which is exactly what some members of Congress are demanding. Senators Harlan Specter, Republican of Pennsylvania, and Tom Harkin, Democrat of Iowa, yesterday sent Education Secretary Page a letter asking for an immediate careful review of the contracts with both Williams and Ketchum Public Relations. House Democrats, led by Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, have also jumped into the fray. They want the General Accounting Office to investigate. They've called on President Bush to, quote, publicly renounce the use of covert propaganda to influence public opinion or promote administration policies, end of quote. When asked about this in an interview with USA Today, President Bush described the arrangement with Armstrong Williams as inappropriate, saying there needs to be a clear distinction between journalism and advocacy. Although Education Secretary Page has directed his department to begin its own investigation, he has defended the contract with Williams and said there was nothing unethical about it. Jonathan Adelstein, who sits on the Federal Communications Commission, though, isn't so sure. If Armstrong Williams did not disclose he was being paid to promote Education Department policy, says Adelstein, that could be a problem.
These are criminal acts that can be referred to the Department of Justice for prosecution, and they can result in a fine of up to $10,000 and up to 1 year in jail.
In a statement released this afternoon, FCC Chairman Michael Powell said he would investigate. Again, Jonathan Adelstein.
We have a very specific obligation here at the FCC to make sure that payola isn't occurring. And if there's serious allegations, as there are here, that information was paid for and put on a broadcast and not disclosed, we have an obligation under the law to get to the bottom of this, to investigate this, and determine if any laws were broken.
The last thing the Bush administration wants is two or three investigations and a major distraction for Margaret Spellings, a close advisor to the president who's waiting to be confirmed to become the next Secretary of Education. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.